Welcome to Gems of Wisdom, a soul sanctuary and community to inspire hearts, minds, and lives through art, charity, and conversations that deepen our connection. Our show features the stories of women in the arts who nurture creative and abundant living for all religions, communities, and forms of spirituality. Welcome to our show.
Hi there, and welcome to our show today. I'm your host, Teresa Marone. Now, today on our podcast, we are taking a close look at the many facets of love. Love and loving is about boundaries, expectations, fantasies, habits, grief, forgiveness, memories, and soul contracts. I guess you could say it's kind of complicated. So today, we are going to explore why sometimes true love doesn't really feel like love, how our relationships change as we grow older, both with our parents, our children, and with ourselves. And with ourselves because, you know, as we watch our bodies change, it's kind of easy to become very self-critical. Now, love and loving goes through a full range of emotions, and they include duty, exasperation, disrespect, sorrow, self-criticism, and compromise. Our gem of the day today will share with you a gemstone that's best for removing negative imprints and emotions. That leaves us free for a fresh start, and that is the perfect energy for St. Valentine. Now, my guest today is Misty Millipot. She is a member of our artistic community in the jewelry making field. She's a business owner with a shop called Mystic Crystal, and she's an expert on the healing properties of gemstones and her unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry creations. She's also a wife, a homeschooling mother, and a very wise woman in the art of attraction. She has a great story about how she got her business started, and also why her favorite type of gemstone is selenite. Her spiritual lesson for us today is her ability to manifest joy. And her motto is, what I think about is what I bring about. Now stay tuned after our interview because I'm going to share with you a heart activation ceremony with the color pink and the gemstone rhodonite. So that should be just completely fun. I want to thank our sponsor today. It is joinjoyfuljourneys.us. Do you long for a real conversation about spiritual growth and healing in a supportive environment? Join the group of wise women at Join Joyful Journeys. They're sharing wisdom, compassion, hospitality, and healing with a variety of interactive and thought-provoking programming. Their mission is to be an online community and soul sanctuary for women, to inspire the hearts, minds, and lives through art, charity, and conversations that deepen our spiritual connection. Catch them at joinjoyfuljourneys.us. Now, help me welcome my guest today, Misty Millipot. Hello, Misty. How are you doing today?
Hi there. I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And I wanted to just share with my listeners that it's a real honor to have you on the show today because I consider you an up-and-coming expert in the crystal healing and gemstone healing community. So I'm very honored to have you here today, Misty.
I am grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I know that I kind of gave you more of an overview of, you know, your whole self, not just your career. Because you really do, one of the things I wanted you to share with our listeners today is your expertise. I mean, you seem to make it look easy, of how you seamlessly blend being a wife, a mother, you homeschool, you run a business, you make jewelry, you travel. How do you find that balance?
Very carefully. I choose to use a lot of tools, crystals for sure. I have them everywhere. Everywhere I go, you know, I usually leave some somewhere, whether with people or with trees or whatever. how do I find the balance? Well, love definitely plays a big part in it. You know, I mean, you have to be able to love what you do, and I do love what I do, and I love to be a mother, and I choose to take my children with me almost everywhere I go. So,
it's just who you are.
And here I am, yes.
Now, how many children do you have?
I have four girls. And finally a boy.
And what age range are they in?
12, 11, 10, 9, and 6.
Wow. I can only imagine that you must have felt pregnant forever.
Yes. 4 years in a row. That was great.
Yes,
but
and
they're a big part of my shop too. They put their hands in almost everything that I do, so that's great.
I see them on Facebook making grids and putting together mandalas, and I mean it's just amazing. And you know, I really wanted I wanted to hear your side of the story of how you got the idea to start your shop. And what really was that inspiration? I mean, I know you love crystals, but starting the shop was just a little bit of a different manifestation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just came about so quickly. Most of my children are gifted. My husband is definitely gifted. He'll start showing that pretty soon, I hope. But all of my children, like when I got Reiki, my son, he was 2.5, 3 years old, and he said, "Hey, I have that." Then when I got the symbols, he said, "Hey, I know how to do those, but mine are a little different." So the shop has just really helped me to bring tools to them so that they can, you know, be more enlightened and be able to share their gifts with everybody. So, we just kind of stumbled on the crystal shop. When I started, I didn't know that crystals were healing. I just felt called to open the shop. And it's in the boonies, so it's really worked out good, though.
Well, I know that it has. And I do, you know, from just talking to you over the past couple of years and seeing what you have done with your shop, I do see that it's kind of a breeding ground for your kids. It's part of your homeschooling. It's part of what they bring to each other. The relationship that they bring to each other, the relationship that you have with them. I mean, they're completely open to it. So share with our listeners one of the biggest surprises that you found with one or several of your children and how gifted they are with crystals.
When I first started, I really wanted to teach them what the book tells you about each healing property and whatnot. And then I decided, you know what, I'd rather them just play with it. And how I come to thinking about that was one time Cody, he's probably about 3 or 4 when we first opened the shop, and he made a grid. He was sick, and I was at the shop working, and he made a grid in the back, and it didn't have the crystals that the book says, use this one, use that one. He used carnelian and he used tourmaline. I really can't remember because it was a long time ago, but he used ones that weren't really for a sinus or a headache or his cold symptoms, you know, but he got over his sickness in a day, whereas the girls, they took 2 or 3 days. And then looking back, I was like, oh my, you know, this really does work, and he knows what to do. So I really tried to stay out of the way and let him really guide his own journey. And, okay, if you want to use that crystal, you can, but let me tell you about this one too, so we have a little more, you know, so that you know a little more about other ones. But he's done really good.
Well, I think that's one of the, I mean, now we can just kind of talk as two girls that love to work with crystals. I think that a lot of people get very hung up on what's right and what, you know, they're supposed to do and trying to memorize a bunch of stuff. I mean, it's good. You know, it's good to start that way, and it's good to know that there's experts that have put out books and have written online programs about it. But ultimately, mm-hmm. don't you think it's really an intuitive process? And I mean,
definitely.
It's not always about what's in the book.
Right, right. Well, and you know, I really think it's because you need to find the source of your disease or whatever's wrong with you. Like say for instance, if you have a headache, well, if it's sinuses, you would need lapidolite. Or if it's a cause of, like if your pain is around your temple area, amethyst seems to work good there. Or for some people, it's lapis. It really is unique, and it goes on the individual person. The books just go on, well, this has worked for the mass or whatever. But I really encourage people that come in. A lot of them are like, oh, what do I need? Well, we can sit and I can figure out what you need, or you can trust yourself. And I tell people, you know, even though you don't think you know, your body does know. We just have to slow down and pay attention to what it's telling us. So I encourage people just to walk around, see what feels good to you, and then once you choose, I'll help you with what the book says you need. And then you can just, you know, make a combination of both what you feel and what the book says and see what works for you.
It usually works out
pretty well. So yes, it does. And it's surprising that, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, I don't know. And then once they have chosen, we go, okay, let's look at the book or I'll tell you what I know. And these are exactly what you needed.
But, exactly. And,
you know,
one thing I wanted to ask you, because I've been noticing this more and more lately, I wanted to ask if you've been noticing it. A lot of times I'll be drawn to a stone first by being drawn to a color. In other words, I'll keep seeing a recurring color that's not really maybe one of my colors or, you know, not something I'm normally drawn to. And I'll see it over and over and over, and then I'll be drawn to the stone. Have you ever experienced that?
I haven't noticed that I've experienced that, but it makes perfect sense because, you know, if you want to think that, you know, divine all works together and the angels are helping us, so they're probably showing you the colors and in different places of something that you need for whatever reason.
Well, I mean,
so it makes
not to get too
sense.
I know. I think it is too, but and not to get too personal, but this has happened to me, and it's one of the inspirations for our show today, actually, is that I've been drawn very strongly to a very strange shade of pink if you think about wearing it, or a very strange shade of pink if you're thinking about painting your nails that color. I mean, it's a color of pink, a shade of pink that's not, you know, on my top three pinks. You know, I don't wear a lot of pink anyway, but I've been drawn to this color pink, and I've had this ongoing problem in a relationship, and it's a very convoluted, deeply, you know, it's not an easy relationship. It's one of the kind of relationships that we all have in our lives. It has to do with growing older, and it has to do with responsibilities and commitments and things such as that. We all have these. But when I was, you know, I got involved in trying to come up with some programming for Valentine's Day, I realized that it's the exact shade of rhodonite, that pink. And when I started really going back into my research with rhodonite, I realized that it is exactly to help family commitments, resentments, trauma, commitments, and duty and all of those kinds of things that we all have going on in our lives with children and adult parents, you know, it goes across the board. The exact
yes,
same
definitely.
Shade of pink. Now, isn't that
crazy? Yes. No, I think it makes sense, too. You know, rhodonite is great for a tourist in Alabama. My husband, Bama, that's what we call him. He's a tourist, so we use it kind of frequently. So I like it because it helps with forgiveness. You know, a lot of people have a hard time forgiving people or situations that have happened in their past, and it helps with unconditional love. you know, it's really good for your heart. And the black, I think it helps a lot too.
Exactly. And you know, there's so many of these family dynamics, and you know, talking about forgiveness, that we have a hard time forgiving ourselves for too.
Right. Right.
You know, I think we have to really put that in the mix. The forgiveness has to do with forgiving them, yes, but you've got to forgive yourself as well. I mean, this stuff can really build up, you know. Over the years, you can get a lot of negative imprints in your auric field based on things that, I mean, these are universal things. It's not just you. It's everybody that goes through these types of things. And I think
definitely.
That Valentine's Day, I mean, we're going to talk about love too, you know, the other kind of love, you know, romantic love and keeping love alive and all that. But I think Valentine's Day, I mean, maybe it's because I'm older and cynical now, but I think Valentine's Day stops short of the mark when it's just about candy and flowers. Do you feel that way?
I do feel that way. I think it's become more of a, you know, shops just want to sell you stuff rather than actually getting to the heart of it and actually being able to experience the energy of what Valentine's Day is supposed to be about.
Well, I mean, the origins of St. Valentine was kind of raunchy, you know, they whipped all the virgins with leather straps and everything, and, you know, full moon, and, you know, it was kind of pagan and wonderful, you know, back in the day.
Right?
Back in the day, they, you know, they had quite a lusty type of celebration, and then it became more of the Victorian romance, which is very hard to sustain as well. But in today's world, I think, you know, people like yourself and people like me, people who are trying to live an intentional life and try to keep a hold of what we're creating in a moment-to-moment type of lifestyle, that I am more aware all the time of how in the past I might have just buried a little bit of discomfort. And I'm starting to realize that it's so much more healthy to just experience that, just to say, okay, you know, this is what's going on. Let's just work through it and resolve it in the moment rather than let it build up. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Will help. Yes. You know, rhodonite will help you do that because it helps you to look at the situation in different angles. So it kind of helps you to center yourself and be like, in the moment, so then you have the ability to look at the whole situation rather than, you know, when you're aggravated or you feel hurt, it's not always about you, you know. Sometimes it's about helping the other person. So you need to assess the whole situation, you know, from a non-judgmental aspect.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, that might not look really good on a Hallmark card.
You know, right?
I have not personally seen that section in the grocery store, you know. Cards about resentment.
Sorry.
You know, it's not there. So we have to be proactive and bring that area of life, because I fully believe that that is the beginning. Not addressing those types of feelings, burying it, not talking about it, that's where we can get ourselves to really lose some joy in how we are handling our lives and what we show and teach our children about how to age gracefully. All of this, it's not just, well, you know, full makeup and glamour lighting. It's not always like that, is it?
No, not at all. You know, I really, in trying to find and teach my children about the balance of, you know, loving yourself before others, you know, when I remember, you know, growing up and everything, I remember my parents always wanting to do for others more than for themselves. And looking back, you know, if your cup's not full, you can't really help other people. I'm not saying you've got to be completely perfect before you can help others, by no means. But I'm definitely saying that, you know, you need to take time for yourselves, and all these pink stones are great for that. And selenite, too. I like to promote selenite because I love it, and it will help in any area, I think.
You know what? I think you're right. Now, we just have a few minutes left of our interview today, and I wanted to ask you, and you might be able to tie this all together with selenite and your special motto, but just speak to our listeners for a couple of minutes about your commitment to keep a hold of your thoughts, and your motto being, what I think about is what I bring about.
Well, I do stand behind that. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, when you're in the moment, to redirect your thoughts. But if you would keep your thoughts positive and remember that this too shall pass, you know, you can think about the end result that you're wanting, and you may have twists and turns along the way, but as long as you stay focused and stay positive, you can bring about what you're wanting. Of course, on the flip side, too, if you're thinking about negative stuff, that's what you draw. So I think it's important to center yourself and get in your quiet space. You know, you can have a sacred space anywhere. You're the sacred object. You know, you can cultivate that space and make it real pretty with tools and stuff. But when it comes down to it, yes, crystals are great, but you're the tool yourself, you know. So you can tap into the divine at any time. You're just one breath away, you know. Take a deep breath and call in your angels or however you create your sacred space. But you can do it. Stay positive.
It is so important. And most of the people that I know, and you know what, your life looks blessed from every angle. But I know that with five kids and, you know, I know you have times when you're close to losing your patience. I mean, I just know that you must. And
oh,
you have. Oh, yes. I mean,
well, I mean,
there's
both sides of the coin, but, you know. But like I said, I try to stay positive and redirect myself, and you know, my children kind of help me, too. They're like, where's that selenite, or where's that rose quartz, or what stone are you needing today? You know, so it really helps that they know about it, and they like to burn sage and Palo Santo for sure. I really love the smell of Palo Santo. So, you know, when somebody feels down or whatever, or they kind of feel the energy shifts and whatnot, and I let them go ahead and burn sage and Palo Santo, or I like sound healing too, so we do a lot of, you know, redirecting and shifting through our bowls and whatnot. I have Tibetan bowls on my coffee table, and they'll just play them, and when nobody's looking, Alabama plays them too. So,
yeah, well,
it's,
you know,
go ahead. Sorry.
You're raising conscious. No, it's okay. You're raising conscious children, and I think that there's, you know, that's to be commended. And I've known you 2 or 3 years now, and I have really, really enjoyed watching your business grow and seeing how your children are growing. It's a pleasure, and I'd like to ask you to come back on the show again. You know, I want to see how things progress.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, anytime. I like to share with like-minded, open-minded people, you know, and I think that's really one of the reasons I was drawn to opening the shop and whatnot. I want to have a space where people can come and share and grow together.
Yes, and that's Mystic Crystal. And you can find Misty on Facebook. Mystic Crystal has a K. So Mystic Crystal with a K. And I'll be posting a link to her Facebook page on my Facebook page, Gems of Wisdom, right after the show. So, Misty, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to have you back on the show.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you for being here today. That was Misty Nellipot of Mystic Crystal, and she's been my beautiful expert guest today. Now it is time for the gem of the day. And today we're going to do a heart activation ceremony with the color pink and the gemstone rhodonite. Now, this stone is used to clear the residual energetic imprints of love to get a new perspective on why loving is the only solution really worthwhile. Now, I really appreciated that Misty, our guest today, knew so much about rhodonite, and she was able to just step in there and remind you that rhodonite is a stone of the astrological sign Taurus, and it has so many properties that go along with our theme today. So you might visit Misty's Facebook page, Mystic Crystal, and tell her how much you enjoyed her interview today. But I'm just going to go through some of the properties of rhodonite here very quick. And first of all, it's known to have the capacity to bring emotional healing and to release blocked energy from within the heart chakra. Rhodonite resonates within the heart chakra and the thymus or the higher heart chakra, and this is beneficial in so many ways to help your life. There's a very strong heart-based energy that has a useful healing vibration to help you with relationship problems, and that is all different types of relationships and all the connections that you have in your life. Its action is to stimulate acceptance, forgiveness, and unconditional love. It helps to bring peace to troubled relationships. And if you're alive, you have troubled relationships. The ones that are the most troubling are the ones that you care the most about. And these stones bring an excellent balancer to this emotional quality, especially during traumatic times. This stone can be used to not only calm you, but also to send that same calming energy to everyone around you. You can use a piece on your body as a piece of jewelry or a loose stone to help you to stop from taking action when you're feeling angry, fearful, panicky, or when traumatic events are unfolding in your life. If you're going through issues where you find it kind of hard to cope, you're feeling overwhelmed, and you're aware that you're giving in to anger and fear, definitely keep these stones close to you within your auric field. That's within a foot or two. This may help you to feel calmer and less panicky, and it may help you to solve conflict in a positive and more practical way. Rhodonite is excellent to aid your self-esteem and self-confidence, and this is powerful. It's a powerful tool to help you when your life is traumatic. It may aid you to discover if the problem in your relationship is connected to how you've been acting. In other words, have you drawn this to you? Or whether it's related to the other person's actions, where you're feeling overwhelmed by circumstances out of your control. This stone can be used as a remedy, a first aid stone, or a long-term aid to resolve conflict. This stone helps you to feel more stable, especially if you're going through relationship problems where your emotions are beginning to go into a resentful, confused, or bitter at this turn that life has taken. And even when you may not really want to forgive someone else, you're not ready yet, you may find that this stone helps you to feel less bitter. It reduces this type of emotion and helps you move towards an emotional space where you can find that forgiveness is possible. It gets things moving. Stones that work very well with rhodonite are rose quartz, rhodochrosite, and Lemurian crystals. And you can use those all together as a beautiful gem prescription, or just stick with rhodonite to begin with. And now our heart activation meditation. We're going to be using the color pink and the gemstone rhodonite. This activation will remove imprints of unrealized expectations from the past and boost your self-confidence. self-confidence to strengthen those boundaries. So let's start off by getting very still. Start to focus on your breathing. Slow down your thoughts. Place your left hand at the heart chakra area of your body. The heart chakra is located at the center of your chest, and it's the chakra of love, compassion, devotion, and generosity. A healthy heart chakra enables you to love deeply. That feels good, doesn't it? Focus on your breathing. Your heart chakra will fill you with gratitude for the opportunity to live life and the desire to give back. Perfect chakra to focus on when you're starting to feel overwhelmed and any feelings less than love and desire to give back. The more open your heart chakra is, the greater your capacity for love. Now, the lovely color pink has a calming, reassuring quality that also makes it ideal to use for trauma or crisis. What is your favorite shade of pink? Pink runs the full spectrum of a very pale ballet pink to a pastel or like an Easter shade of pink or like an azalea or the fuchsia color of a hibiscus. These colors can all be very healing for you. So what are you drawn to today? Set the intention to draw in a certain, very particular and soothing shade that reflects your needs. Think about it. Look around you. What color pink has been very important to you lately? Look for it, and it will look for you. Feel connected when you see it. Feel connected to your infinite place on this planet. Feel connected to all of your connections and relationships when you see it, and know there is a divine plan, and it is good. This will calm you. Think of any conflicts or tough decisions. Give up the trauma that you are experiencing into this beautiful shade of pink. Acknowledge the feelings that you're feeling and acknowledge the many facets of love that is part of your life. If there are any of a lower vibration, such as resentment, duty, exasperation, disrespect, sorrow, self-criticism, feeling compromised, set the intention to resolve these feelings. They are under your control. Release these circumstances and actions that you do not control. Just breathe it out. Choose action when feeling angry, fearful, and panicky. That speaks of your love of life. When traumatic experiences and events are unfolding in your life, to discover your innate strengths and talents, maybe that you're not even aware of, and work it out in the very best way to utilize your chakra heart feelings of love. Seek these innate talents, seek wisdom, and seek your strengths in this meditation to help you discover where your destiny lies. As you're in this deeper place, allow any negativity that comes up to just be released. Allow your higher heart to open to unconditional love. Resolve to let go of anything that you're holding on to that is not helping you. It will speed up the resolution. And surround yourself in the healing pure light and rosy pink of love, and know that you'll be led to a successful resolution. Just breathe. Look for the joy of love in all manifestation, in all of the deepest resonance of life. Look to the light and the shadow. Intend to spend each moment learning the lesson of fully realizing the present. Take nothing for granted. all things in the universe are there for a sacred reason. The light and the shadow. This too is very sacred. Choose love and loving. And take another deep breath. And start to feel that lightness, that release that allows you to tap back into divine joy. I thank you so much for joining us today on Gems of Wisdom. We took a very close look at the many facets of love, and I wish you a very happy St. Valentine's Day. Thank you to my guest today, Misty Nellipot of Mystic Crystal. Find her on Facebook. And I also thank our sponsor, Joyful Journeys, a soul sanctuary for women. Find them at joinjoyfuljourneys.us. I wish you joyful blessings. I'm Teresa Marone, and I'll see you next time.
Join us next week for Gems of Wisdom with me, Teresa Marone, and my expert guest, teaching spirituality and the arts. We bring together changemakers, innovators, and creators, all heart-centered in service and committed to your personal growth. We're helping you so you can help others.